بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: العلم نور، الصيام جند، الصدقة برهان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين وشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Islam, and we praise Allah jalla majdahu for making us of the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wasallam. Shariat is very simple and easy, perfect and complete. And tonight, inshallah, I would like to discuss about miracles. Basically, there are various types of miracles. In Arabic, we classify them as follows. One is mu'jiza. And before that, we should understand something, that a mu'jiza is a supernatural action. It is a supernatural feat. It is something out of the norm, and it is contrary to the intellect. Now, those actions which are against the norm, or something that is very astonishing and surprising and strange, so those actions, they are four. That is mu'jiza, karamat, ma'unat, and istikhraj. Now, mu'jiza, coming from ijz, meaning aajiz karne wali cheez, that the onlooker, in simple words, is hands down. Cannot understand how this happened, how this occurred, let alone why it occurred. This person who sees it and witnesses it, that person is so astonished, and he cannot fathom how it happened, and he also cannot match it. He cannot match it, and it is perplexing, and it's worrying, it's bewildering him how this took place. And the mu'jiza is linked to the Anbiya alayhi salam. When a supernatural feat and a supernatural activity occurs at the hands of a Nabi or a Rasul, then we say this is a mu'jiza. Now understand something, that the mu'jiza is not a proof of divinity. Where the Christians and the Jews, they have departed from the truth, deviated, because they regard that the mu'jiza at the hands of the Nabi proves that the Nabi is divine per se. And we Muslims say clearly that the mu'jiza displayed at the hands of a Nabi or a Rasul, that is a proof of Nabuwat or Risalat. It is not that the Nabi or the Rasul is divine in person. Because remember, the Nabi or the Rasul is a divinely nominated person. Because Nabuwat or Risalat, you cannot attain or obtain or strive and get it. Nabuwat or Risalat is something that is given. That is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say Mustafa, is chosen. So every Nabi, every Rasul is chosen. A Nabi or a Rasul does not become a Nabi or Rasul. A Nabi or a Rasul is born a Nabi or a Rasul. Once a Nabi, always a Nabi. Once a Rasul, always a Rasul. There is no disposition of this position. You don't hear that certain person was a Nabi and then he ceased to be a Nabi. You don't hear that certain person was a Rasul and then he was dislodged from that position. So the act, the supernatural act that has occurred at the hands of a Nabi or Rasul, we say it's a